Real estate to me is my sandbox. That is where I play in my, I don't have a J-O-B. That's, you know, just over broke. I have a playground. And I get up and every day my playground is different. I have a new challenge, a new opportunity, a new trip, a new tax deduction. So it's a lot of fun. And if it's not going to be fun, I'm not going to spend my time doing it.
Hey, freedom fighters. Welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast, the only place where military members, veterans, and their families learn how to build wealth through real estate investing. I'm your host, Mike Foster, and I'm here to show you how to stop wasting your benefits. Now get off your ass, step up to the firing line, and make ready for today's lesson. Shooter, stand by.
Hey everybody, this is Adam Labar. Tim and I created the Military Multifamily Academy and Mastermind to bring together all of our knowledge and experience with multifamily investing to every one of you guys out there. And we want to share all of our experiences. One of the things that I struggled with was I got really educated and struggled taking action. It wasn't until I became a part of a mastermind and pushed myself forward with a group of like-minded individuals that I was finally able to buy my first property and to continue to buy more and more after that.
With all the accomplishments and everything that the ADPI team and ADPI Capital team has done, there was a time when we had no idea what we were doing and we had no idea who we wanted to become. Personally, there was a time when I was so broken, I thought I was done and I thought I would have been no good to anyone. And then there was something revolutionary that happened. I decided to invest more in myself and work with paid coaches and mentors. This is why we put together the Multifamily Academy and Mastermind. We want you to join the ranks of us and other action takers. The waitlist is open today, and our launch is about to commence for a short period of time to a limited amount of people. Join the waitlist now.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast. We have another awesome guest here today. We're going to interview Evie Brooks, but before we do, we're going to kick it over to co-host Kevin. What's going on in the community, man?
We're on episode 2 of 4, Mike. I'm still here. we're crushing it, man. The community, it's growing. We're like just on the cusp of 12,000 members. If you join today, you could be number 12,000 and some confetti is going to rain down. No, not really. But you know, you can tell people like in the future when ADPI's got like 300,000 members, be like, I was number 12,000. You can have that. You can have that carrot. No, but for real, we're doing a lot of stuff. If you haven't heard of Operation Adam, the Action Takers Only Mastermind, you need to get into that because we're really close to launching our beta test of our calculator. I tested it personally yesterday and everything works awesome. And we're just tweaking some like, you know, visual stuff, but this is going to be a complete house hacking calculator for active duty military. You know, it incorporates your BAH and everything, and it tells you exactly what you can afford and how much it's going to cash flow and all the statistics, all the indicators you need. Plus, Mike, we're also launching, if you're at all interested in multifamily, the Multifamily Academy waitlist is open. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Mike, I think we had like 768 people on the waitlist for this course. Sure. And Tim and Adam are taking 20 people. So amen. I don't know. And I think we sell that. Like 11 of them or something already? There's like not many slots left.
Something like that, man. Yeah. But hey, listen, if you guys are motivated, get on in there and hurry it up. But we're going to go ahead and kick this one right into our awesome interview right now because I'm so excited to bring this guest on. Evie Brooks, how are you doing, ma'am?
I am doing great. How are you? And thank you for having me.
Oh, super excited to have you here. And we're talking about a side of investing that is not common at all, right? This is something that you don't really see. And it's in these uncommon sides of investing where you can see some really big returns. And you also see some incredible opportunities to expand your horizons and even go out and travel, right? Which is great. So yeah, Evie's going to talk to us a lot about the agricultural side of investing overseas, right? Going abroad. So Evie, can you explain to us a little bit about your background and just how you got started into investing and then what eventually led you into your niche?
Well, I started investing right out of college, literally. My first job was in a commercial real estate management and asset management position in corporate America in Atlanta, Georgia. I was there for 4 years and realized that corporate America was not the path that I wanted to take. And I left and went out on my own. And I have been investing ever since. I started domestically and then I started internationally when I was a real estate educator, an elite educator with the Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki organization. And I started teaching in the Costa Rica market with the Rich Dad organization. And that's how I started in the international market. And that was in the early 2000s. And since then, I've never looked back.
Yeah, that's awesome. I did a vacation to Costa Rica and it really hurt me to get on that plane to come home. I was like, I'll just quit. The Air Force will just have to, I'll go AWOL. It's cool. They'll get me. It's fine. I was like, I can hide out here. It was so beautiful. And now I presume you spend a lot of time in Panama, Costa Rica, all over.
In Panama. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had to leave Costa Rica after the big crash of 2008. And I hung on for years until 2012 and finally said, this gig is not going to come back the way that it was. Because Costa Rica is a tourism only country. It's wonderful for tourism. Not if you're really looking for a business. Mm. Because you cannot have all of your eggs in one vacation rental tourism strategy. You've got to have multiple exit strategies because just like where we are right now with COVID-19, everybody that has international real estate vacation investments are sitting there with, if not 100% vacancy, pretty close to it.
Mm-hmm. That is the truth.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And that's why we always say, you know, when we're looking, not when you're just looking at international deals and agricultural deals, which is what this show is about, but when you're just looking at like whatever. I mean, to give you guys another personal anecdote, we had a quadplex with one of, you know, my second quadplex. My investor, I was talking to him yesterday. I was like, hey, man, listen, we were going to burr this thing. It ain't happening. Values have tanked. Banks aren't lending on refinances right now in my market in Savannah, Georgia. And, you know, and rents tanked 22% since COVID started. So we're repositioning our deal. We're restructuring our 3-year balloon term that I had set up with him. And we're, you know, I'm shoving a lot of equity his way. And we're just going to, you know, ride out the storm and have a long term play. But we bought the deal, right? It's still cash flow is like $700 a month. So it's like, okay. And that's with depressed rents. So it's like, it's still a good deal, but you have to have that flexibility. That's those different exit strategies because we thought we were going to burr and be out of this thing. And I don't think so. You
know, but that's why you have to have plan B, C, and D in place so that if plan A does not pan out like you thought it was going to. I mean, in January, who saw this coming?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
We were going into a really high market with, you know, the next few months in Panama and the next few years. And I mean, everything came to a screeching halt. And so you have to retool and you have to be able to do that and know how to do that. You can make money in any market. You just have to know how to do it.
Yep. Love that.
That's it, man. So explain to us a little bit about how these agricultural investments work.
Well, the ag deals that we've gotten involved with now, what we focused on when we first got started in Costa Rica and then in Panama was the expat market, people wanting to relocate, move to a different country, whether it's part-time or full-time.
Right.
Permanent home, a forever home, or whatever. But once we were in Panama for a few years, we started seeing that there was such a need for the ag, especially in organic markets. And we found several companies that we're now associated with that do organic marketing. And because no matter what happens in the world, be it pandemics or tsunamis or whatever, there's going to be a need for food. Everybody's going to continue every day. It's not a fad. something that we're going to have to continue to provide. And the UN tells us that by 2030, that the world population is going from 7 billion to 8.5 billion. I mean, that's over a 20% increase in population in the next 10 years worldwide. Wow. So we've prepared for that and we've got to know how to do that. And so we are into a lot of AI type of technology, drip irrigation, using a lot less land to create a whole lot more produce. And this is a situation where you have the ability, very, very few options and opportunities like this that I've been able to find around the world, where you can be a silent farmer investor, meaning that you're not going to be out there hoeing the rows. You're mm-hmm. not going to be doing the sweat equity. You're just going to be receiving the lion's share of the profitability from the produce that's being produced.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Wow.
Love that, man. That's incredible.
You mentioned expats, and the first thing that came to mind was military and veterans, because we travel all over the world. And then you're like in Europe, or you're in Central America, or, you know, wherever, and you're like, man, you know, you're on their TDY, or you're there, you know, doing the job, and you're like, gosh, I could live here. And then you retire out of the military and you're like, you know what? I am going to live there. But you don't think about it, because you just assume that your real estate can only get done in the United States. But, you know, not with this opportunity.
Yeah. Actually, it's easier to do real estate transactions in Panama than it is in the United States, because of the programs that we've put together with the major developers that we work with, where they provide developer funding and financing. You don't have to go through all the hoops and the bank qualification and, you know, the kitchen sink and your firstborn and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Just sign the documents and you pay the deposit, whether it's 10%, 20%, or 30%, you're in. And if you default, just like with any bank financing. But otherwise, you're in the deal and you don't have to provide tax returns and bank accounts and all your personal information. It's just incredible.
So can you walk us through kind of like what you know, you're buying a farm, yes?
You're buying
and how does the business side of it work? Because you're buying a farm and then you're renting it out to people, the farmers.
That's exactly what you're doing. You have two contracts. You have a contract to purchase the asset, and you have several different options depending on what your interest is, because like we have an investment in land, which is a minimum of 2.47 acres or 1 hectare, where you're getting a long-term crop. And the long-term crops that we really focus on are mangoes, avocados, and limes. Or on the flip side of that, you can invest into a greenhouse and actually purchase the greenhouse equipment and the land under the greenhouse. Or on the flip side of that, you can get in for a much less investment and still have the same IRR, internal rate of return, but not invest in the land, but just the business side of it, where you actually own the greenhouse equipment and it's a 30-year contract. So what you're doing is you're doing a lease back to the actual farm management company, which has been around for a very long time. All of the companies that we are working with have this history of doing what we do. And we're focusing on primarily all organic type products. But right now, these programs have melons and berries and cucumbers and tomatoes and those types of things. So you've got a lot of different options as far as the type of produce that's going to be produced. But now you don't make that decision. They do. The farm management company is going to decide what's going to produce the highest return for your money, because the more we make, the more they make, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's a 30 split. Right. You keep 70% of the profits, they keep 30% of the profits. And so if we're not making money, they're not making money.
Wow. That's an interesting plan there. And that's cool, because it reminds me of an investment that I made back in Dubai when I was on deployment. And, you know, going back to Kevin's point, it's that, you know, you never know when you're going to end up. You can find these awesome investments, you do your research, and you can, you know, figure out if it's going to work for you as the strategy. But I mean, something like this is great. I mean, the fact that you're keeping 70% of the profits, right? And you have some good control, but there's still a system in place. So you don't necessarily have to manage this yourself, right?
Right. Not at all. You don't manage it at all. The farm management companies have been doing this for years and years and years. Cumulatively, you've got over 100 years of experience. You've got the brightest and best minds from around the world, including from Israel. The greenhouses are the top-notch technology that's available. It's just a situation where you can just plug and play, basically. Set it and forget it, you know. And then when the revenue starts to produce, then you're going to start getting paid checks once a year, first quarter of every year for the previous year. And in the greenhouses, they're actually going to produce quicker, because it takes 24 months to start receiving on rotational crops. That's a short-term crop. You can plant it and have it completely finished, harvested, and sold within 12 to 20 weeks. Where your perm crops, like your trees, well, that takes a while. Mm-hmm. You know, have the saplings, let them grow in the greenhouse. Once they're strong enough, get them in the ground, let them grow to maturity so that they start producing. So you don't start seeing return on investment until about 4 years. However, your IRRs are pretty comparable, whether you're in one or the other. It's just a longer time until you actually start seeing a payout. But yet you have the underlying asset, which is the dirt, 2.5 acres, versus in a greenhouse, you're doing a quarter of an acre, half mm-hmm. full greenhouse, you know, depending on, you know, what program that you want. There's multiple different programs depending on the investment levels that someone's interested in.
Here's a newbie question for you. Why wouldn't the farm management companies just buy their own land?
Oh, that's a question we get all the time. When you're talking about a company that's growing at, you know, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of acres of land. The company either has to focus on the expansion of the operation itself, because you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars a week, a month, a year, millions of dollars, because just like one pumping station is $80,000. Wow. And the land itself, when you're purchasing land now, you're paying $14,000 a hectare just for the raw land before any clearing, irrigation, drip, all of that, the, you know, running all of the, you know, underground equipment that's necessary, that's, you know, to be able to continue producing that. So you're talking about millions and millions of dollars to create the type of structure that the company can do when they have partners. So it's really what you call a reverse co-op. And if you know anything about agriculture, typically you can go into a country like Peru, which is where this company actually started, one of the companies that we work with. They went into and they started collectively pulling all the little tiny farmers together that didn't have the ability to go out and negotiate on a large scale around the world and broker and all of that kind of stuff. So they start pulling all those together, and collectively they have, between the corporate land that they own and all the farmers that are co-op members, you know, over 100,000, 150,000 acres of land just in one small segment of the world, that they're selling those products across the world, Germany, Asia, Europe, you name it. And so the farmers end up having a source of being able to just turn their product over, not having to worry about spoilage or not being able to have somebody to sell to. So it's, you know, it's a 1-2, you know, kind of a structure. And so that's a co-op. And then a reverse co-op is, you don't have enough farmers. We didn't have enough farmers in Panama to be able to structure a co-op. Company had to come in 14, 15 years ago and start just buying up land. And so they bought up land, or a lot of land, or they have the options on the land. So they keep exercising those options as they need more land, and then turn around and selling it to an investor like me, who will then partner with them to be the farm management so that they can grow at a much faster pace.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that old adage where, like, when a bank or when a house goes into foreclosure and you say, God, why doesn't the bank just keep this house for itself? Well, the bank is not in the business of owning real estate. They're in the business of lending money, where these farm management companies are in the business of farming the land, of tilling the land, or whatever. I'm not a farmer, I don't know, whatever that word is, but, like, you know, handling the land. And they just, if they focus on the land, then they're going to be diverting from other things that could probably be much more profitable for them. So that's very interesting.
Right.
It's rather the concept of, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own efforts, because they physically, mentally, and financially cannot do on the scale that we're talking about by themselves. So this just gives them an opportunity to grow exponentially.
And we know all them trips to Panama are tax deductible.
Hey, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh,
that is it.
Absolutely.
So if you take me on a trip, then I could deduct my tax now.
Yeah, no, but let's talk about that though for a little bit, because I think that's part of the allure, right? I mean, it's, when you're investing, it should be fun, right? You should make this something that you're passionate about so you can continue to do it, right? I mean, some people think, all right, investing is just throwing your money into the stock market and then watching it grow over time. I mean, sure, right? You can call that investing, but are you really an investor, right? Is that really fun, right? Or are you really living that life, that tax-free wealth that Tom Wheelwright talks about, right?
Exactly.
And the Rich Dad Advisors? Like, no.
Well, that's,
man,
kind of like watching paint dry, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Right? Yeah. Exactly.
And then when the economy crashes, it's watching the paint just chip off the wall all at once.
That's exactly. Real estate to me is my sandbox. That is where I play in my, I don't have a job. That's, you know, just over broke. I have a playground, and I get up and every day my playground is different. I have a new challenge, a new opportunity, a new trip, a new tax deduction. So it's a lot of fun. And if it's not going to be fun, I'm not going to spend my time doing it.
Yeah, I love that. For all of our listeners out there, Evie Brooks is living the dream, y'all. Like, we see that in the military. It's kind of like one of those things that's sarcastic. Like, hey, how you doing, bro? Oh, I'm living the dream, you know, working a 14-hour shift on the flight line. I'm living the dream. No, but Evie is literally living the entrepreneur, real estate investor dream, where she is doing what she loves. She's investing in a super niche asset, but it's also kind of really interesting and awesome. And oh, by the way, it's in like a paradise of Central America. So she gets to go and go on all these trips.
Come on, man. Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Awesome.
LLCs, S-corps, joint ventures, partnership agreements, promissory notes, articles of organization. As real estate investors, we know that navigating the legal waters can be tough, to say the least. That's why ADPI has joined forces with the dream team of real estate legal ninjas at Anderson Advisors to offer our members a free strategy session with one of their senior advisors. During your one-on-one phone consultation, you'll discuss your investing goals, break down your current assets, and build out a customized entity structure tailored to you and your future. Plus, if you join Anderson Advisors Platinum Monthly Membership at only $35 per month, which includes awesome features like unlimited questions to attorneys and CPAs, 2 attorney documented reviews per month, and access to an extensive legal form online library and much more, your $2,500 startup fee will be waived. Poof, gone. So if you're like most investors and find yourself lost in the sauce of asset protection, then you need to take advantage of this exclusive offer. Click the link in this episode's show notes or navigate to www.activedutypassiveincome.com/LLC to sign up for your free consultation today. Now, let's get back to the show.
Where are you at right now, Evie?
I'm actually in Las Vegas right now.
Oh, hardship tour. Hardship tour, everyone. Las Vegas. Is Vegas open? You go to the casino.
The casinos, the restaurants, the hotels, but not the shows, nor the bars, nor the music.
Yeah.
It's kind of a different experience, to be honest. I have decided, because you have to wear a mask everywhere you go, and it's 109 to 112 degrees here every single day.
Yeah, it's a little toasty.
I've decided that I think I'm going to stay at home until I can get back into Panama.
There you go.
I don't blame you there.
That is awesome, man, for sure. Can you tell us, like, maybe share with us a fun story that you've had, like, in one of your trips to Panama?
I tell you what, I have fun stories all the time. We have so much fun when we go to Panama because we do a VIP tour, and it's kind of like the Rich Dad boot camp trainings that I used to do with Rich Dad, a 3-day, 4-night. But we're not sitting in a classroom just teaching. We are out boots on the ground, and we are in the buses, and we're going all over the country, and we're going from project to project to project, and we're going and meeting with attorneys to find out about the visa process and about buying a home and taxes and working with the CPAs and all those types of things. And it's kind of an A to Z, all things Panama program. And so we have just created so many friendships, and we've had so much fun, and we go on fishing excursions, and we go on helicopter tours, and I mean, it's just incredible, and the food is unbelievable.
Oh, God. Now I'm just getting hungry.
Best restaurants that you can find in Panama, we call it a foodie tour because we're eating more than we're actually doing everything else, because we want everybody to experience the culture and the incredible cuisine that we have in Panama. But we do. We travel about a three-hour radius from the airport around Panama. We go all the way out into the interior, which is where the farms are located, which is called Pinonome, and look at some of the farms and the greenhouses so people can actually see it, boots on the ground. And I'll tell you what, I've never had anybody walk away and say this was not worth the time. It is definitely worth the time. It's worth the effort. And I will guarantee you will get more real estate education in those 3 days than you've probably gotten in any class that you've ever participated in. It is hardcore education. It's not a sales pitch. We are out there teaching people, okay, if you were to invest in this particular project, this is the reason why. These are the strategies. These are the exit strategies, the entrance strategies. Remember, the money's made in the buy, not the sell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we teach them, you know, from a cash flow perspective, we're looking for multiple streams of income, not just one stream of income. So we really get down into the weeds, and we really do a deep dive into the educational side of Panama. And if anybody knows anything about Panama prior to COVID, and we don't know what it looks like on the other side of that, the GDP after the 2008 crash, the lowest that it had ever dropped was 4%. And that was the year after 2009, it dropped to 4%. And it has been up well over 9% GDP. in a year's time in Panama. And so you've got the Panama Canal, you've got the Cobre copper mines, which is, and a lot of people don't even know about this. This is something that's been under the, you know, in construction for a long time, but they've just opened up and started mining the copper. It's going to be a 40-year project, and they're projecting that the Cobre copper mines is actually going to bring more revenue into the country of Panama than the Panama Canal itself.
Wow.
So you got that, and that's what's driving, because you've got people and you've got demand and you've got ships and you've got people mm-hmm. that need housing and food and cars and everything else. And then people come in and they bring their families. And then, of course, the government's doing all kinds of visa incentive programs to bring in the expat investors from around the world to become either residents or citizens. And they have all kinds of benefits and tax incentives. And you know, it's just incredible what this country does. To entice and draw other people in from around the world. So it's an incredible country.
And are you a resident? Do you spend, you know, how much time a year do you spend down there typically?
I spend over 50% of my time until this year. I'm not a resident because you don't have to have a visa or a residency unless you're going to be there more than 90 days. And I have never been there more than 90 days. I'm in a different country at least 6 to 9 times a year. And I'm in the States, and I'm teaching and traveling and all over the place. And so home is Panama and Atlanta, Georgia. So between the two, I try to stay at home with my family, as my children, as much as I can. Mm-hmm. But my time in Panama has been well over half for the last almost 8 years, I guess.
That's incredible.
Oh, that is James. Awesome. I'm not even going to go into how amazing that is, but that's definitely where my wife and I are headed for sure.
So, oh, yeah.
Maybe yeah. Japan, maybe Italy, maybe France. We don't know, but that's the lifestyle we're looking for when we hit that age. So super excited, man. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the challenges? We've talked a lot about some of all the benefits and the how to's, right, for this type of investing. But what are some challenges that, you know, an investor would experience in something like this, or maybe something they need to look for, right?
Well, honestly, I have not had a whole lot of challenges, except that if you don't speak the language, might run into some issues sometimes, but I do not speak Spanish. So, I mean, I can say the basic things like tocino, which is bacon.
Mantequilla, butter,
por favor, please.
Yeah.
Bang up. So, I mean, I can get the things important to me, but, so that's one thing. But if you're in and around the city of Panama, you are going to be able to find people that speak Spanish everywhere. So that's not a problem. It's just if you go outside of the, you know, the metropolitan area. One thing that is a problem is a lot of the places, especially inside the city, do not allow short-term vacation rentals. Now with COVID, some of the places outside of the city are saying they're not going to allow short-term rentals after COVID. So now we have to look at other options and other projects and other opportunities. We do a lot of pre-construction, get in, get out. Of course, the agricultural. Our pre-constructions have short-term from 1 to 2 years up to 3 to 5 years, you know, as far as a get in, get out, great return on investments, typically on the very low end, 8%, 9%. And then, you know, a lot on the 10, 11, 12% range. And then we try to find, you know, we're constantly looking for deals. We may only have 3 or 4, but what we do is we send it out to our database of investor clients, and it's first come, first serve. We may only have 2 or 3 that have a 14% return on investment. And it's going to be a 3-year guaranteed lease back or something like that, you know. So it just depends on the actual situation, the developer. Like one of our developers right now is given a 0.75% interest rate on a penthouse right on the Pacific Ocean. I mean, that means your monthly payment, interest only, is less than $250 a month. That's absurd. Absurd. Now, of course, you're going to have your HOA, which is a whopping $190 a month.
Wow.
So literally have less than $600.
I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you what my rent in Washington D.C. is, but it ain't $390. I'll tell you that on my 700-square-foot apartment in the city.
So I mean, I'm always trying to dig up deals that's really going to be enticing and that people are going to be excited about. The agriculture I'm excited about because this is a long term play. It's a legacy play if you want it to be, but it's a business investment as well. So you can sell it as a business in the future if you so choose. I mean, there's just so many different options and opportunities with that. But I could go on and on all day long. And I know we are limited on our time, but I would love to just, you know, our 3-day tour is definitely a way that you can really learn and become educated on not just Panama, but international investing.
That would be really cool. And we'll definitely shoot a link. We'll get a link to, you know, your website or where people can find out if they want to do this. Obviously, if they're military, you're going to have to wait till, you know, till things cool off. Or, yeah, I'm sure you guys aren't doing the tours with COVID and everything. But as soon as we can, you know, that would be really cool for some of our members to get involved in.
Actually anticipating September, October, November, hopefully at the latest, when we will start back with our tours.
Oh, okay. Fabulous.
That's what we're hearing right now, but who knows? We don't know how they're going to go. But yeah, if you go to my website, evbrookspanama.com, I have a special on there to knock off $500. It's only $1,500 anyway for the 3-day, 4-night tour, VIP training. And if you go through that, then we'll give you a $500 credit on that. And that's for two people. And that's for everything from airport transportation to accommodations at one of the most exclusive resorts in Panama, which is called...
This is it, Evie. So listen, I'm getting married in 3 weeks. We were going to do a honeymoon. But you know what? I think I can convince Beth to do a 3-day real estate tour to Panama.
No, she'd lose it.
I would have a fabulous time.
She can stay at the hotel.
Yeah, she can stay at the seven pools. Yeah, do all that stuff.
Hey. There it is. I'm sure she's listening to this right now.
She stepped out. She would have strangled me already, so it's okay. No, guys, if you're listening, Beth, you know, she's the love of my life. She's amazing. So, I would love, I think a lot of our listeners, you know, would when they can, you know, take 3 days or take a week of leave and go and check out not only a beautiful country and everything, but learn something along the way. Like, that's learning something every day. That's the goal, right? But if you can learn,
that's
something this niche from a pro like yourself, that'd be amazing. Real quick, Evie, I know we wanted to touch on what we're thinking about taxes and what's going to happen in some economies and how we could, you know, post COVID, like, what are you hearing? Because a lot of, you know, if you're, you know, in the United States, you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, we're these stimulus checks and everything's going out. How is the government going to pay for this? It's obviously going to be some sort of tax hike or something. What are you hearing and how is this happening internationally as well? Or?
This is happening all over the world. And of course, I do follow Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki closely, as well as Doug Casey and Porter Stansberry, and, you know, a lot of these folks, to try to keep my thumb on the pulse of what's happening in the world. And what we are hearing, and I'm telling you, my list for these VIP tours is just unbelievably long, because people are looking for an alternative plan B, if you will, because a lot of the countries already gearing up to go after the upper middle class and upper wealthy for taxes to be able to offset some of this incredible debt that all of these countries are going to have from the shutdown in COVID. And while they're doing that, Panama, on the flip side, is preparing to even enhance their visa program. And hopefully I'll have the news on that. It's probably going to be called either the Golden Visa or the Red Carpet Visa in Panama, which is going to expedite the process and be able to let people get into their visas with investments into agricultural for a very small number. Like, so many of these countries around the world that are trying to get investors to come in their country, it's just a pay to play, basically. Mm-hmm. You'll $250,000 or $500,000 or, you know, $1 million just to get a passport in that country.
Jeez.
Well, people are not going to do that. They want people that are vested in the country, that are buying into real estate. It doesn't have to be business. It can be a personal residence, because what they're trying to do is get people to come and be residents and or citizens there. So they are shortening the process to actually become a citizen. That's the word on the street. And I'm working with some folks that's working directly with the governmental agencies. And we're hoping to have that out by the fall this year, as far as all the details.
That is super interesting.
Outstanding. That's huge, man. That is huge. Well, Evie, this has been phenomenal. I mean, this is so educational and exciting too. You know, in this period of where we're at now with, you know, COVID and whatnot, it seems very timely. So we're really excited to have you here and share this awesome information. We're running short on time, so we're going to run into our bonus round and wrap things up. We've got four questions for you. Question number one, what's your favorite book?
Probably Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Didn't say that, there was like some lawsuit that was coming, or now I'm playing.
Well, now I haven't been teaching with them since 2014, hand that book out. So yeah.
Yeah. No, that's
and
awesome.
the next favorite would be the Bible, I would say, or the Bible's probably first.
Awesome. Well, it's the purple Bible and then the real Bible, you know, you got to.
That's right. There you go.
That's awesome. That's great. All right. Question number two, Evie, who is your biggest hero and why?
My father. Excellent. And the work ethic that he gave me and the life's lessons that he and my mother have taught me throughout my life and the support that they always provided as an example of how to do life for you, your family and your children and your future. It would absolutely unequivocally be that.
That's great.
That is awesome. Evie, didn't you say, I think when we spoke earlier, didn't you say your father was?
He was, he's an Air Force veteran.
Yes. Awesome. Picked the right service too. Navy punk. Man.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, here we go. Kevin and I go on and on, back and forth. It's like
But we're short on time, Mike, so we can't. We'll do it at the start of the next episode. I'll just rag you.
Yep, but it's cool. Question number three, what do you like to do for fun? And I think you've already alluded to that in this podcast already.
Well, real estate is my life. It's my playground. But if somebody says, okay, no work, what do you like to do? I love to be on the water. And I live on the lake. I live on the ocean. In Atlanta, I'm Lake Lanier. And in the, you know, Panama, I'm on the ocean. In Costa Rica, I was on the ocean. So anything water sports, boating, I love boating. So I should have been a mermaid. That's what I would have been. So yes, anything water related.
Nice. Excellent. All right. Last question, Evie. If you had three nuggets to give someone who might be interested in international investing, they might be interested in pursuing the whole expat, they're a veteran, they're, you know, looking to kind of go down that path. You have three nuggets of wisdom you can give someone who's just getting started down this path of international real estate investing. What would they be?
Number one would be absolutely have a mentor. I cannot stress that enough. I see so many people come to Panama trying to do it yourself and should have for all of the different things that they have to do because they see the dollar sign when they sing gringos and you get connected to the wrong attorney, the wrong, you know, developer. People lose investments because they get into investments that's all like a one-stop shop type thing and they never get completed. So definitely you need a mentor. I promise you, people think, oh, well, that's going to cost me extra money or it's going to be more expensive. No, it's not. For my clients, I don't even charge a mentor fee. I just want to make sure they're educated and know what they want to do when they're looking to invest in Panama. Now, if I'm mentoring somebody on an ongoing basis, month to month, and, you know, working on deals all over the place, domestically, internationally, that's a whole different thing. But that would be the first thing. The second thing would be to know what your goals are before you start doing anything. So many people will show up and just start slinging, you know, mud against the wall, hoping something sticks. You need to have a business plan or a plan of action. And that's one thing that I also do with my clients is to sit down and say, okay, where do you want to be in 5 years and how do you want to be there? And is that even realistic? Now let's back into it. What do we need to do to make that happen? And then number three is to make sure you know this is what you want to do. Don't just think this is what you want to do without going and checking it out and making sure that you like this location, you like the climate, you know what part of any country that you want to be in, whether it's Portugal or Italy or, you know, Belize or Panama or wherever. Just make sure, don't just invest. I have people that's investing sight unseen right now because they want to get out of their home country and they've never been to the countries that they're investing in. Mm-hmm. And I've had so many disastrous stories with people doing that, and that is a wise decision. So if you've been there and you know that you love it, you know you love the climate, and you know the general vicinity that you want to be in, then you're probably going to be okay as long as you're with a reputable developer, but you want to make sure that you are. But I will tell you, working with a program like ours, and I don't know a lot of countries that do something similar to what I have, but we have opportunities for investments and deals that are not public. They're not on the internet. You can't walk in the developer's office and get these types of deals. So you truly are going to save a substantial amount of money when you work through somebody that's been established that has that kind of a relationship with these developers.
Excellent.
Love that. Outstanding, man. A great nuggets of wisdom, Evie. Thank you again so much. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
Very simply, go to Evie Brooks Panama. And that's spelled E-V as in Victor, I-E as in Edward, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, Panama.com. There's a video, short video, 11 minutes. Watch that. That'll give us your information. And you can also, we'll send you an email to sign up for a free 1 hour consultation with me just to see if this is even right for you. And we'll talk about those things that we were looking at. And then from there, if you want to book the VIP tour, you'll get a special $500 discount off of the $1,500 price. So that's a 1/3 off, and that's for 2 people, 4 nights, 3 days. You're not even going to get to come to the
honeymoon.
That amount of money and eat like we eat, go to the places that we go. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's that awesome, Evie. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show and dropping all this knowledge for our listeners, military. They're all around the world. And I know that there's people out there that are very interested in international investing. So hopefully we can have you back on and talk about some of those military success stories.
That would be great. And I hope to see both of you guys in Panama real soon.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Evie.
Good. Make it happen.
All right.
That's awesome.
See ya.
Outstanding. That was an awesome episode. Thanks so much to our special guest. And thanks to you for listening. If you haven't hit the subscribe button yet, make sure you go and do that. Or schedule a call with us by texting ADPI to 444-999 or checking out our website at www.activedutypassiveincome.com to find out how you can get started on your financial freedom journey today. I'll see you guys next week.